And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Cryotanks look good, Marvin. Is the space station ready for shuttle docking?
Yes, Captain Whitaker.
Where's the commander?
In the HAB module. What is that?
Huh. Master alarm. Check the computer.
Uh-oh.
What?
There's something on the sensors.
It's a meteorite.
It's coming right for us.
Don't panic. We can use the thrusters to maneuver the station around it. Bring the navigating computer online.
Yes, Captain. It's not working.
What do you mean it's not working?
I can't get the computer up.
Uh-oh. Without that computer, we won't know when to use the thrusters.
We're dead meat.
No, we're not. There's someone aboard this station who can save us.
You don't mean...
Yes, that's right. We need Commander Trent DeWitt.
Connie Kendall, I mean. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another adventure in Odyssey.
DeWitt, thank goodness you're here.
Don't sweat it, Specialist Washington. Captain, what seems to be the problem?
We've got a meteorite headed toward us. The computer's down, so it's up to us to figure out the exact moment to fire the thrusters.
What's the velocity of the meteorite?
It's traveled 70 kilometers in the last 14 seconds.
So let's see. Divide 70 by 14, and you get 5. It's going 5 kilometers per second.
Wait, it's slowing down.
Wow, the sensors indicate that it's reducing speed by 2 kilometers a second as it approaches the atmosphere.
So 5 minus 2 is 3 kilometers a second. How far is it from the station?
27 kilometers.
Okay, so divide 27 by 3, that's 9 seconds. Oh boy, it's gonna hit in 9 seconds! Ready to fire thrusters!
Ready, Commander!
3, 2, 1, fire!
Thrusters fired, sir.
It missed us! You did it!
Good job, Commander.
No problem. It's all in the math, Captain. Oh, Mr. Whitaker, that was the coolest imagination station adventure ever.
Yeah, and the best math class I've ever had.
I've never understood story problems so clearly before.
Good, good. That was the point.
How did you do that?
I just scanned Trent's diagram of the space station into the databanks.
You scanned a diagram and it could do that?
Well, it has to be a very accurate and detailed diagram, which is exactly what Trent made. It was an amazing picture.
Thanks.
Do you need it for anything?
I don't think so. Why?
I'd like to hang it up in the treasure room.
Yeah, go ahead.
But wait, does this mean we can't use it to help us with our homework anymore?
Oh, no, no. It's already in the Imagination Station's databanks.
Cool, because I can understand this machine a lot better than our math teacher.
Yeah, Dr. Hawthorne expects us to figure it all out on our own.
Well, good for him. That's the best way to learn. And you can use the station all you want. That's one of the things it was created to do, to help you experience and learn things in new ways.
So, it's okay if we scan our math books in here?
Sure. And if you want me to, I can set it up so that your adventures are recorded. That way you can go back to them later if you forget how something is done.
Awesome.
Dr. Hawthorne's gonna flip when we get perfect scores on our homework.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what he says.
Class, your last round of so-called homework was absolutely deplorable.
What? Uh-oh.
I spent the entire evening correcting your papers, and I was shocked, simply dumbfounded. So I suppose we have to go back to square one. Everyone turn to page 47 in your text. We shall relearn how to do story problems.
Oh, man!
We only had two students who seem to know what they're doing. And I'll have one of them come to the board now. Trent?
What? Me?
I'd like you to demonstrate your expertise in story problems.
Yes, sir.
Here is your problem, Mr. DeWitt. A train is traveling west at 70 miles an hour.
70
Now, the train is traveling east at 75 miles an hour.
75.
They are 100 miles apart at 5 p.m. Now, at what time will the trains pass each other?
5 p.m. Okay. I can do this. This is just like the space station.
What was that?
Nothing, sir. Okay. They're spaceships. They're flying through. 70, 75, 100 miles. Hab module. Meteorite dump.
Mr. Dwight, you haven't written anything yet.
When to fire the thrusters.
What on earth are you talking about?
9 seconds.
What?
9 seconds?
Not quite. Have a seat, Mr. Dwight.
Oh, man.
Trent?
Scanning a picture into the imagination station.
A picture of Dr. Hawthorne? Why?
Because I'm not doing that again.
Doing what?
Humiliating myself in his class.
But why are you scanning him into the computer?
He's the reason I can't do it. I get all tongue-tied around him. It's because I'm afraid of him. I need to face up to my fears and get used to Dr. Hawthorne asking me questions.
You're weird.
You want to come with me? I'm doing story problems.
Sure. Yeah.
Ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Whoa!
We're still in the space station.
I know. I thought it would be cool to have class in space. It's just a program.
All right, class. I have another story problem. Mr. Dwight and Mr. Washington, let's start off with an easy one. Bobby has 24 gallons of mayonnaise, Jessica has 48 gallons, and Patty has 18. How many gallons would Jessica have to give up in order for each of them to have an equal amount of mayonnaise?
Why do these people need so much mayonnaise?
Okay, I can do this.
I can't.
Just watch. Jessica has 24 more gallons than Bobby, and 32 more than Patty.
56?
She doesn't have 56 to begin with, Marvin.
You need to hurry.
Just a second. Okay. I think we need to figure out how many they will all have put together.
Mr. Dwight!
Okay. 24 plus 18 plus 48...
I'm sorry, but you're taking much too much time with this.
Wait a minute!
Trent!
Why are you raising your voice to me?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shout like that. I'll... Hang on. Stop rushing me, sir.
Trent, you can't talk to him like that.
This is the imagination station. Can't do anything to me.
I think we need to have a chat, Mr. Dwight.
You're right. We do need to have a chat.
Oh? Whatever about?
I'm just curious. Why are we doing this?
Because it's very important for you to learn how to solve these math problems.
And, why, may I ask, is that?
Because you'll have occasion to use math for the rest of your life.
Oh, really? So, have you ever in your life had to divide up 90 gallons of mayonnaise evenly among three people?
No, but I...
Seriously now, why don't we take the time that we're currently wasting on this useless math and apply it towards something more productive, like science?
That will be quite enough, Trent. Where is this attitude coming from?
Nowhere. I think I need to pause the adventure.
Pause the what?
Boy. You sure are brave when you're talking to fake people.
I shouldn't have said all that stuff. But it did feel pretty good. Hey, Marvin!
Hey, Trent.
Where were you last night? I was waiting at Wit's End at 5:30, like usual.
Sorry, I couldn't find my math book. I came about 6:30.
I left around 6:30. When did you have dinner?
About 7.
You did all of your math homework in half an hour?
Uh-huh. What can I say? I'm fast.
But...
I gotta get to class. Talk to you later.
Einstein couldn't do math that fast. What's he up to? Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, hi, Trent. How are things going with your study?
Great. The imagination station really helps.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Could I have a lemonade, please?
Sure, coming right up.
Has Marvin been here?
No.
It's already 6. He was supposed to meet me at 5:30. This is the second night in a row.
Well, I'll let him know you're up there if he comes in. And here's your lemonade.
Thanks. I'll take this with me. I better get back to work.
Okay.
The answer is 429 days.
Close, Mr. Dwight, but the correct answer is 430 days.
I'm sorry to disagree, but that's incorrect, Dr. Hawthorne.
Oh? How do you come by that?
You see, your answer didn't take into account that there are not exactly 365 days in the solar year. In fact, the exact number is 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46.5 seconds. So your answer was wrong.
Well,
You know what? I think I should be teaching this class.
What?
Dr. Hawthorne, would you go to the board, please?
All right.
A train leaves the station going 150 miles an hour.
150?
Another train leaves another station at, 100 miles an hour, but stops 25 minutes from the station for an hour and 6 minutes, yeah.
No.
And, let's say there was a third train.
Third train.
Hey, Trent, can I join your adventure?
No.
Hang on a second, Dr. Hawthorne. Somebody's outside. Marvin, it's about time.
Yeah, are you doing homework?
Sort of. Come on in. I was just telling Dr. Hawthorne how to do math.
You're doing what?
Watch. So the first train speeds up by, say, 6 miles an hour per minute, every minute, for 2 hours and 17 minutes. The third train causes the second train to slow down after 10 miles by 8 miles an hour, and the third train does this 14 times in a 6 mile radius. What time will the first and second trains reach the third train station? Go!
But I...
No time. You have to hurry.
First train...
Come on!
6 miles...
Sorry, Dr. Hawthorne, but time is up!
Oh, Mr. Dwight!
Wait a minute. Pause it.
What?
You're not doing homework.
Yes, I am.
This is definitely not in our math book.
Look, it just makes it a little more fun. And besides, I'm almost done. I'll let you use it in a little bit.
I don't have time. Here, give me the remote. Go back to problem one.
Problem number one. In a certain lake, the ratio of fishermen to fish is 2 to 23.
Fast forward.
What are you doing?
The correct answer is 5,260 fish.
Thank you.
You're fast forwarding to the answers?
Yep.
You can't do that.
Why not?
It's cheating. It's wrong.
Look who's talking about wrong. You're talking back to teachers.
Look, I'm talking to a virtual teacher. It's not even real. I'm not hurting anyone.
Well, neither am I. I'm just finishing my homework.
But you're handing it in like you did the work.
It's not like it'll affect my grade. Homework isn't even graded. He just checks to see if we did it. Now, can I get going with this?
I'm going home.
Suit yourself.
Problem number two. The correct answer is 47 armadillos.
So, how fast did you get your homework done last night?
I left about 7.
All right, everyone. Pass your homework forward.
Gladly.
And as soon as you've done that, please take out a piece of paper. We're having a pop quiz.
Pop quiz? I'm not ready for a pop quiz. Dr. Hawthorne, what is the quiz about?
What else? Story problems.
What? What am I going to do? I can't do story problems.
Sorry, I can't help you.
Come on, Trent.
What do you want me to do?
Don't cover your test.
You want me to let you cheat?
What was that?
Oh, hello, sir. How, long have you been standing there?
Long enough to hear a few things. So we're plotting something, are we?
No.
Then what did I just hear?
I wasn't doing anything. He just asked me...
He asked you what?
I just had...
Both get zeros on this quiz and detention. For the rest of you, your quiz is on page 231.
That's not fair!
What?
Trent!
Why are you always so unfair?
Trent, this isn't the imagination station.
Are you taking issue with the way I conduct my class?
No, sir.
Oh, I believe you were. Mr. Dwight, I'd like to see you out in the hall, please.
Oh, man. I'm in trouble. But you're toast.
Thanks, Marvin.
That's hard to believe, Elaine. Oh, no. I'm glad you called. He has been studying here, though I have no idea what could have brought this on. Oh, yeah, I'll be sure to look into it. I'll ask some of the kids. Yeah, right. All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Oh, boy. Marvin, could you hold this panel while I work on the inside?
Sure. This has got to be the strangest pizza oven I've ever seen.
Oh, well, believe it or not, it used to be a copy machine.
Really?
Mr. Whittaker!
Back in the kitchen, Trent.
You wanted to see me? Oh, hi, Marvin.
Hi, Trent.
I wondered if you had a minute. I'd like to talk to both of you.
Sure.
Good. Remember when I said I'd set up the device to record your station adventures?
Yes.
Record them?
Well, last night, I used it to review some of the adventures you two have been taking.
You did?
Yes, and I was surprised.
I know I shouldn't have used it to fast forward to the answers. I'm sorry, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, I forgive you, Marvin.
Trent?
What?
Isn't there something you need to say, too?
What did I do?
You yelled at a teacher.
Yeah, but that wasn't him. That was a fake version of him. And I already apologized to the real one. There was nothing wrong with what I did in the imagination station.
Oh, come on.
Look, Mr. Whittaker, you said that the station was created so we can experience new things, right?
Yes, I did.
That's what I'm doing.
And you thought that yelling at a teacher was a new thing that you should experience? Real or not, Trent, that was awfully disrespectful.
I've already covered the disrespect with my parents. But this wasn't real life. It helped me take out my frustration.
You think it really helped you to do that? Seems to me it just made your frustration worse. You ended up talking back to your teacher in real life.
I know.
And the same thing happened to Marvin. He cheated in the imagination station, and he got so used to it that he thought nothing of doing it again in real life. Even though I'm sure he knows it's dishonest.
You're right.
This is why Jesus told us to watch our thoughts. We become the things we think about.
How are we supposed to control what we think about?
Philippians 4:8 says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, think on these things. You know, if you fill your mind with the good stuff, there won't be any room for the bad stuff.
Bad stuff? Does that include story problems?
No, believe it or not, story problems are not inherently bad.
I hope they get easier. Because my parents are going to set up extra tutoring sessions with Dr. Hawthorne.
Good for them.
Speaking of which, I'd better get home.
Oh, before you do, I'd like you to do something for me. Here it is. Could you hang up this picture in the treasure room?
The space station drawing.
You actually framed it.
Oh, and here are some nails. Now, I'd like it to go in the exact center of the back wall.
No problem.
This looks about right.
No. Mr. Whittaker said the exact center. Can you hand me the tape measure?
Here you go.
Thanks. Okay, hold that end.
Sure.
The wall is 96 inches across.
Which makes the middle 48 inches.
Right, but there's two holes in the frame, so I have to take the distance between the two holes.
Right, let's see, 8 inches.
Great, so the nail goes 4 inches to this side, and,
What?
Don't look now, but I think we're doing a story problem.
You're right.
Maybe I owe Dr. Hawthorne another apology.
For what?
Thinking I never used this stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? Mr. Whitaker's pretty smart.
He's really smart.
Yeah. Okay, so it's 4 inches this way for this hole, which would be,
44 inches from the wall.
Right. Okay, hold this end.
Second Corinthians 10:5 says, "We hold captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ." That seems like a pretty tall order, to watch what you think about at every second. But just like Trent and Marvin found out in today's adventure, bad thoughts often lead to bad actions. It's hard to control what pops into our heads, but if we ask Him, God can help us concentrate on the wonderful things that He's given to us. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Think on These Things was written by Nathan Hubler and Marshall Younger and directed by Bob Hoos. Our vocal talent included Ian Whitcomb, Jordan Calloway, Corey Padnos, and Paul Herlinger. Our sound designer was Alan Hurley. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.